After we do that, so then we'll deal with the next part of Hashem, the Hemshech of the Sugya.
Who has a photocopy of Tzlach?
I have a photocopy.
You have it only in the raw? That's it? There's no... We didn't photocopy it? Photocopies weren't... There weren't photocopies made for Seder. The Tzlach makes a very big deal and read over the whole Tzlach inside because we don't have photocopies, so maybe I'll do less of the reading inside. But the Tzlach makes a very, very big deal about the Gemara's description of Rabbi Akiva, Aser the Adam Shidam Klum Kodem Shiyivarech. And Rabbi Akiva talks about the Isur. He talks about specifically the Isur. And with this, he answers a question. He starts off with asking the following question. Yeshu Dagdeh. The after maskinon, that even in maskon, we have in the maskon that calls us machta v'alma. Michi of abrachasu misvara. Mikom okam lefi madem mismach lor Rabbi Akiva akra. Lama asmach hei abracha shalafanav. Havelei lemismach abracha shalafanav. The Tzlach starts with the following question. He says, why is it that we start out with the assumption that this pasuk will be telling us a bracha lefana? As the Gemara itself suggested, where we stop, Ashkechon la'acharav lefana minayin. So asks the Tzlach, why would you ever think that this pasuk is coming to tell us lefana? L'chura, if you had to choose, you would have chosen la'acharav. And that was what the Ritva already had dealt with by Maven Yavin. He quotes his Mechutan, who gave the following teretz. V'tiretz, mishum de ka'amar asur litam, v'ti'ima ha'inu afilu kol shuhu, mishum ha'achi naka bracha shalafanav, masha'en kein bracha shalacharav ta'in shir. So the Tzlach suggests that the chidush over here of our sugya is that Rabbi Akiva is coming to tell us something totally different than what we had said before. Rabbi Akiva is not, as the Talmidim were medayeg, Rabbi Akiva is not coming to tell us simply a bracha. Rabbi Akiva is telling us the iser ti'ima. Now, when is there a chil of bracha achrona? By the way, this is how we passing. You have to make a birchas hamazon on a kezayis. Not less than that. Rabbi Akiva is somehow inferring, and we need to explain how Rabbi Akiva is inferring. Rabbi Akiva is making a big deal about specifically the Isser of Te'ima, the Isser of tasting. And then Rabbi Akiva is meduik. That was one of the questions Talmidim had asked. Why does Rabbi Akiva say specifically Te'ima? That's good for the Chiddush of the Gemara. Einach enami, when it comes to the Acharav, we're not talking about, if we were talking about something with a shiur, then if we had to choose, then we would have chosen la'acharav, as opposed to lefanav. Because that, we already know, might be a chiyuv of daraisa. However, the chiddush over here is specifically in regards to te'ima. That's what the chiddush is. The only question is, says the Tzlach, let me just say over the whole Tzlach, And then we'll give clarifications. The only question is, ask the Tzlach, but wait a second. In kein igufa kasha, lama naka ti'ima, v'naka bracha shalafanav. Havel meimar lecho. Where did we get this idea that we're talking at all about ti'ima? There's nothing in the makar of Kodesh Ilumim that says that we're talking Te'ima, yet we say, Mikan Omer Rabbi Akiva, from here, Rabbi Akiva taught Te'ima. Where do you see, in the words of the Braisa, where do you see Te'ima at all? So, fine. The reason why we would use Rabbi Akiva, specifically Lefanov, is because the Chiddush over here is Te'ima, not only the Achila of Shir. However, at the end of the day, why does Rabbi Akiva see from Kodesh Ilulim to Ima? Maybe It's talking about thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that which you ate. Like the Gemara says later on, Kishu Sava Mevarev, Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein. But all of that is only talking about a shear. Where do you get the idea of Te'ima at all? So he says like this. He says, Devadai Rabbi Akiva Te'ima Selechadish. Da'arei B'lav Achi Kasha. Machidish Rabbi Akiva B'dvar of Yosemi Tanakama. What did Rabbi Akiva add more than the Tanakama of the Brisa had said? Da'arei Gan Tanakama Kama Shetuna Bracha Lefneim. The Bryce already told us that you need a bracha lefneim. So what's Mikan over Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva is not just simply repeating the words of the Bryce. Rabbi Akiva is adding something that the Bryce didn't have. So what's Rabbi Akiva adding? So he says the two work in tandem. The Bryce tells us one thing, and then Rabbi Akiva adds to what the Bryce had said. What is the Bryce saying? The Brisa is saying, Shatanakama Kalmar Shetunim Bracha Lefneim Achareyem. The Tanakama is saying that from Kodesh Hiluvim, we learn that there's a Chiyuv of Bracha Lefneim Achareyem. That's what Kodesh Hiluvim tells us. Vim Kain, and I would have thought from the Brisa, Shagam Shiuram Heim Shavim, that the Shiur is the same. That what would be the amount of the Mechayim of Bracha Lefneim? So Mason has a water in front of him. So when does he make a bracha? You know when he makes a bracha? If he's going to drink a revius or melal lugma. But if he's not going to, who says there should be a bracha lefaneha? What's the mekar that we have in the Torah? The only mekar we have is v'chalta v'savalta v'rachta. So if it's telling you, Kodesh Yilun is telling you bracha, so this is also telling you bracha lefaneha. V'im kein hava amina shegam b'shireim shavim. L'chein ba Rabbi Akiva l'chadesh a bracha lefneim eila shir. Rabbi Akiva is coming to add something. Mikan over Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva added something else. What was the something else that Rabbi Akiva added? Rabbi Akiva said, from here we add a din d'rabbanan, the din d'rabbanan being the iser te'ima without a bracha. In other words, according to the Tzlach, what it appears to me, you have to see if this fits in what the end of the Tzlach says as well, the Tzlach is suggesting that there are two layers in our Gemara. The Gemara asks, Minani Mili, and the Gemara in the Hava Mina understands that we're asking what is the Makar in the Torah itself. What's the Makar for the Din Doraisa of Bracha Lefaneha and Bracha L'Acharel? Benching you don't need, but what about Bracha Achrona for other things? So there, the Slach says, what's the Mekar? The Mekar is Kodesh Hiluvim. Mikan of Rabbi Akiva, once we had a Din D'Oraisa, then we added to the Din D'Oraisa. How did we add to the Din D'Oraisa? We taught that we extend the rationale of the Torah, that you need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, don't even eat anything before you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikan Omer Rabbi Akiva, from here Rabbi Akiva learned that there is an Isser, that there is an Isser beforehand. So let's fill in yesterday's chart that's sitting behind Rosie. Let's fill, just a second, let me just finish the whole thing, Jack, and then let's just add. According to the Tzlach, what emerges seems to be the following. Number one, Minani Mili is asking what is the source on both the level of Doraisa as well as on both Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona, and then the source could be a Din Doraisa itself in the Havamina of the Gemara. Now, in the Maskana, is the Gemara going to accept this? No. Again, all this is only theoretical. The Maskana, the Gemara is not going to accept. However, after we have the Din Doraisa, maybe we would say that the Din Doraisa only applies to what? That the Din Doraisa would only apply to a shear. Rabbi Akiva comes along and he says, the Rabbanan went and they extended the halacha. The Rabbanan extended it to even something that's less than a shear. So Rabbi Akiva gets his source. Rav Soloveitchik used to say all the time that every Din Rabbanan is modeled after a Doraisa. The expression that's used is called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'en Doraisa Tikkun. It's modeled after the Din Doraisa. So we have a Din Doraisa which would only be a shear. Comes along Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva goes, and he extends it further. That, the Tzlach says, is going to be the chat. So what we're reminding you from our chart yesterday, what were our two questions that we had asked in chat in the Gemara? I don't think we even put on the Te'ima part. Right? We didn't even put it on the chart. We did? Oh, beautiful. Okay, so number one, now we know why Rabbi Akiva added the word Te'ima, because that's a Din D'Rabbanan. Number two, we asked, why does Rabbi Akiva say Kodem, yet the Brisa says Lefneim L'Achareyem? So according to Tzlach, we also answered that chat question. And that is, the Din D'Oraisa is Lefneim L'Achareyem. And then the Iser Te'ima is going to be an added to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan were inspired by this idea. The Rabbanan said, you know, this bracha thing is that the Torah tells. We don't add anything to the Torah. We don't do, even if it sounds from to us and it sounds good to us, we don't add anything. If you do, that's an Iser D'Oraisa. That's Baal Tosef. Ad Kedei Kach, that the Achronim tried to explain why when the Rabbanan made the mitzvah the Rabbanan, that's not Baal Tosef. Achronim discussed it, how they have it, and they spend a lot of time working out how the Rabbanans work. We don't add new things. So what did the Torah only tell us? It only tells us a shir. So it comes along Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, okay, you know, the Rabbanans see that it's such a good idea, so you know what? Let's extend it for every Te'ima, and therefore that's the Mikan of Rabbi Akiva. So that answers the Pshat problem. So what we have is something exciting. We have four different tracks. Right, we got four now, right? Four or three. Rebav and Tosis on Rebav on the one hand, we'll get to Tosis in a moment. Rebav and Rabbeinu Yonah on the one hand, Vamevin Yavim. Where does Rashi fall? Possibly Rashi also falls into that category. That's Yesh Ladum. Then we have the Ritva and the Me'iri on the other extreme. Vamevin Yavim, the Ritva and the Me'iri are a little different, but for our purposes, the Ritva and the Me'iri are going to be the same. We have the Tzlach who's dealing with these Pshat problems. And finally, we have the Rashash, who also dealt with some of the Pshat problems as well. And we explained yesterday why the Ritva, said this I was really excited about, that I came to a lot of times, only when I'm learning with the Talmidim do I come to deeper Havanah. So yesterday, at the end of Shir, it really dawned upon me, I realized that the Ritva was king here. Even though the Ritva was so difficult, I realized how amazing the Ritva was, but I didn't realize it until Adasov. I always thought that the Rashash was a Gishmak of Pshat. But I realized later that the Ritva doesn't want to learn like the Rashash, because the Rashash is a fancy shtickle Torah, Rabbi Akiva l'shitaso. But it doesn't work in how we pass the halacha. Rabbi Akiva is off the charts. So on the one hand, the Rashash is working with Rabbi Akiva. It's beautiful, but the Ritva wants everything to work halacha. Rabbi Akiva is off the charts. The Shana Gittel guys are not so, don't agree with me that Rabbi Akiva is off the charts. Okay, but I'm standing with that mahalach right now. The Rashash is beautiful, but it's off the charts, la halacha. So if it's up, the Ritva wants to make Vamevin Yavim, this is a Vamevin Yavim point. If I challenge you, what do I mean when I say that the Ritva wants to make our sugya work, I'll leave it to Hilfus. So what do I mean by that? So I challenge you to explain that to me in the afternoon. The Ritva wants to make it work, I'll leave it to Hilfus. And the Ritva will deal with the problems of Pshat, Lefanel, and Acharel differently. He works on Lefanel, Acharel differently. And by saying Acharea is Lav Dafka, according to Tzlach, there's a totally different way of looking at it, and that is that Lefanel Acharea is Meduyak, Iser Te'ima is Meduyak, but again, the Tzlach is starting from a very, very different point, where he learns that on the one hand, the Gemara is on the level of D'Oraisa from Kodesh Ilulim, that's going to be abandoned, but Rabbi Akiva is an extension of that. So four different Mahalchim of how to read our Gemara. Okay, let's go to all the clarifications and so on. I'm not relaxing because this is before I'm sitting on the Seder. Yeah, go ahead. Who had the first clarification? Avram?
Yeah, but
I answered? Okay. Very good. What else? Yes?
John put this over there.
The dictionary. Yeah. Does anybody should appreciate a dictionary? It's you. Okay, send it over. I guess it doesn't have
to. I guess well used.
Rav Shaloni does an amazing, amazing job teaching the guys to read precisely. And the dictionary is a very, very important part in doing that. Okay, yes, go ahead.
So the difference between...
By the way, one point, do you know when I came into Rav Ron Shmuel Shear as an 18-year-old, who was the superstar in the Shear? You know who the superstar in the Shear was? There was a guy back from 2 years from Yeshiva Kotel, and his name was Svi Shaloni. He was... He was the...
We're going to take away the microphone just because you guys can't hear the microphone, so...
They can't hear with the microphone.
They cannot hear the microphone.
It's just because it's very, very... It's a very bad microphone. As soon as you're not, like, directly in it...
Oh, so that's my fault. Then I have to hold it. No,
we'll
what if I hold it?
We'll get a different microphone another time.
What if I hold it? Do you hear me now, Rav Yaakov?
Wait, it's not on yet. Wait. Yeah,
do you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll hold it. It's not what I'm used to, but we'll adjust. Yeah. Anyhow, so what? This is the most important part of Shear. When I came to Ron Spiegel's Shear, the superstar in the Shear was somebody who had learned the Yeshiva Kotel for 2 years, and then he ran back to Yeshiva Kotel after 2 years. He did YU in 2 years. His name was Svi Shalom. He was the top guy in the Shear. I'm younger than Rosh Hashanah. Shaloni is a very, very long shishir, but he knows what's really, really important, and that is to give the guys the appropriate, the most basic tools. Yes, go ahead.
So the difference.
And if you should know that all the questions that he asks and he discusses with the guys are really the basis for all of what's going on in the sugya. Yeah, AB, go ahead.
So the difference between what Rabbi Akiva is saying and the Maskana of the Gemara is simply that he gets it from a pasuk, whereas they're getting it from a svara.
The difference between Rabbi exactly. No, and the other difference. Rabbi Osai, who can answer AB's question? What's the difference between Rabbi Akiva's shita and what the Brisa is saying? What are some of the differences according to the Tzlach? What's the difference between the two? What's that? Ti'ima. What else? Good. That's the first difference. What's the other difference?
He says lefana, not both.
Talking about the very
one is the Rabbanan and the other is the
Rabbanan. Talking about the end of the sugya where
one
it says
is the Rabbanan. We're not at the end of the sugya, Amy. You're jumping. We haven't gotten there yet. It could be we don't paskin like all these things. That doesn't matter. Our mitzvah is to explain pshat in the Gemara. And we've explained the Ezra Hashem pshat according to these four mahalchim. Yes, Micha.
Can you say over what was the way you read the Rishash?
That's yesterday.
Yeah, but we all Shana Gimel kids are the one way.
So I disagree with all the Shana Gimel guys. I have the right. You all disagree with me too? You should bother me? Okay, so you bother me afterwards. Okay? And if I'm Chozer, then Bli Neder, I'll do it. If I'll be Chozer for the Shana Gimel, tell me the results. Okay? Yes?
You didn't say it outright, but it seemed like that's what you were driving at. Would you say that the Slach and the Rosh Hashanah are straight up arguing with each other about, because the
every pshat here is different than the next. Each one of the pshat.
No, but very directly, because the Rosh Hashanah came and said that made a point to say that Rabbi Akiva Shana proved Oraisa, while the Slach makes a point to say no, that this is just a chiddush derabanan.
Correct. Absolutely. You're right. Absolutely. Correct. Okay, Rabosai. Let's now take a look at Tosas. Now, ostensibly, Tosas stands by itself, yet at the same time, is now too loud. Man, is it too loud now? I'm disturbing in the base of Medrash. It's a sensitive balance. No? Okay. I'm very sensitive not to disturb. Eventually. Yes. The truth is, I could try like this. Do you hear me like this? Rav Yaakov, do you hear me? Beautiful. Okay, let's do Tosas. The Ramaskel Ketzam Levarach. Tosas says like this: Lo Shaych LaHakshus Tana Hayichakoi Diktani Ketzad Kineparach Bereish Mechilton. Rabosai, what's Tosas bothered by? Yes, Jack.
We don't even know that we're supposed to say brothers. So why are you telling us how do we say brothers? Where's the source that we're supposed to say?
What you're saying is legitimate, but it's not what Tosa says.
Let's
take someone from the back. What you're saying is legitimate, but not what Tosa is saying. Anybody in the back have shot? Yes, Adam? Say it loud so the guys in the back can hear. Go ahead.
Why does the Gemara not ask, Tana Yitakai de Katani Kitsan Gemara?
Oh, so of course the Maseches Brachos begins. Tana hechakai diktani meimasai. Where was the Tana? What was the subject that the Tana was dealing with that he said meimasai? Let's take a look how Rashi learned that kasha. Mehecha kasalik. From where are you coming? The Tana Bechovas Kriyishma, that you're teaching us the Chiyuv of Kriyishma. Shehishil Lishon Kan Zmana Kriya, that you immediately started asking about the time for Kriya. So now, what was our Masechta talking about up until now? It's talking about Tefillah. So you could have asked Tosas, Tana Hecha Kai, where was the Tana? Where's the Tana coming from? Which pasuk in the Torah is the Tana coming from? Diktani Ketzak in the Park Reishu. Answers Tosos, Mishum Dahacha Svara Ulevarech. Because here there's a Svara. Kedemasek v'gemara, Dasa Lanos Alon HaZeh B'lo Bracha. Again, the implication of that Svara we haven't touched on yet. But there's a Svara that says that's Aser to be Menem Olam HaZeh B'lo Bracha. Rabosai, how did Tosos answer the question? Why does our Gemara say Menon Emili and does not say Tana Hecha Koi? How do you answer? What do we do all the time? We read Tosos, and we translate, and we go on. As far as I'm concerned, you didn't do anything if you can't answer this question. If you can't answer how Tosas answered his question, so you didn't read the answer. It's as simple as that. Nothing fancy. Yes, David?
It's not like in the beginning of the Sefer where there's a source, there's a pasuk. Here it's just a svara.
Okay, David, it's the beginning of the Zman. Every once in a while, deeper into Zman, I start ripping people apart. Is it okay if I go on the offensive?
Yeah.
Repeat your sentence again.
That over here, regarding Shema, there's a pasuk.
Right. Regarding Shema, there's a pasuk.
So that's why there's a place, there's a source for Shema in the pasuk. But over here, there's no
Dorite
source for.
So how does that answer the question of Tana Hecha Koi? Why doesn't that? How did you answer the question? How now? What you just said, just for those who are in the back, what David said was that when it comes to Kriya Shema, you have a pasuk in the Torah. Here you don't have a pasuk in the Torah. By the way, what you're saying is good, David, but I just don't think that's what Tosas says. Now what I asked was for what Tosas said, not what you think. Not what Chaim thinks and not what David thinks. How did it answer the question? Tosas asked, Tane Chakai. So you're telling me because over there it has a pasuk. And over here it's a Svara, so therefore what?
He's not gonna ask Tane Chakai, and then we get it from a Svara.
Here I'm not hearing anything from you. Say, do you have a concrete idea? How did they answer the question?
The way he answers here is Mishum Dahacha Svara. That over here it's a Svara, and over there it's, I think, and on the country over there it's a Pasuk. Over here it's a Svara.
But how did that answer the question?
Because you can't ask for a source.
Oh, but you're saying because over there, Tana Hecha Koi, you want to know what the source is. Here there's no source.
Yeah.
So for that reason, you can't ask Tana Hecha Koi. That's how you're learning. It happens to be that's not how I read Tosas. But you know what? It was good that I went on the offensive, because what Magal is, what you're saying is not bad. I didn't read Tosas the exact same way that you did. Okay, let's start again. I have to start reading Tosas again. Mechadash. David might be teaching me another way to read Tosas.
How does that answer it, though?
So he wants to say like this. He wants to say that the reason why we don't say Tana Hecha Koi is because there is no pasuk.
So you should still ask the question.
There is no pasuk. When do you say Tana Hecha Koi? When you anticipate that there is a pasuk.
So you're saying that...
Over here...
They knew ahead of time...
No, don't worry. He's not going to be right. Don't worry. He's already speaking to him. He's not going to be right in the end. But But if he has something good to say, I have to start again, just like what I thought Jack was saying last time. Okay. So that's what he wants to say. He wants to say that the words Tana Hecha Koi is not appropriate when you've got the pasuk. When you don't have the pasuk. It's only appropriate when you don't have the pasuk. to say. But now, David, here's my problem with what you're saying.
Rabosa, I understand what David is saying. Again, David is saying, I might not have said over clearly in the last sentence. David is saying like this. He's saying that the kasha of Tana Hecha Kai is only appropriate when you anticipate that there's a pasuk. But if you know that there is no pasuk because it's a svara, so then in such a case, then the words Tana Hecha Kai is not appropriate. That's how he read the Tosis. So my follow-up question is, but then, what's the question of Minon Emili? And how did the Gemara answer Minon Emili? If you're right that there's no pasuk, then the Gemara itself quoted a pasuk, and obviously, the Lura, you're wrong.
Unless they say it's an asmachta,
it's not a pasuk. But then the pshat, then the starting point of saying that Tana Hechakai means. Oh, so you're saying that when the Gemara asks Minan immediately, the Gemara is aware
that there's no
Daraisa. Okay, so then you're coming back to the way I'm learning pshat. Then it's not the way David is saying. I'll tell you in one sentence how I read Tosis's kasha. Tosis asks, Tana Hechakai, Tosis learns that Tana Hechakai, we want to know where the source in the Torah is. If we want to know where the source in the Torah is, so then we're going to ask Tana Hechakai. However, if the source isn't a pasuk, that's what Tosis is saying. If the source is not a pasuk, but rather the source is a svara, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, as I mentioned yesterday, on Daf Mem Vav says that if you have a choice of a pasuk or a svara, you don't need a pasuk. Lama likra svarahu. A svara is enough, you don't need a pasuk. So Tosis is saying that there is no real source, but rather, minohani mili, it seems to me that Tosis is asking for an asmachta. It relates to David, what you had said. But according to Tosis is saying like this. Tosis is saying, how do we know that there was something that the rabbis had to be so mechasvara on? When do you say Tana Hechakai, according to Tosis? By the way, I intuitively would have said like you, David, that Tana Hechakai and Minoan Emili should be switched. That Minoan Emili is when you're looking for a Makar in the Torah. And Tana Hechakai means something less. But Tosis doesn't seem to be saying that. Tosis seems to say that Tana Hechakai means what's the Tana basing himself on the Torah? But if you already have a Svara, so then we ask Minoan Emili, from where did the rabbis in tune to get such a svara? Where was there some type of asmachta?
Tosis is already under the assumption this is an asmachta, not even a...
That's how I understand what Tosis is saying. I can't read Tosis any other way, because Tosis already said there's a svara. Unless you're going to say that my assumption from the Gemara in Bava Kamma is incorrect. That my assumption in the Gemara in Bava Kamma, that when you have a svara and a pasuk, then you'll never use the pasuk. But that's a Beferish Gemara. So I'm coming from this Gemara that says that if you have a svara, you won't use a pasuk. So then Tosis is saying that the word Tana, the expression Tana Echakai, is not appropriate because there is no kai. So to which then the question is, Minani Mili, what's the asmachta? So that what you said was good, but I think it doesn't fit in the end. Rebels, I have to say, I didn't spend that much time. I'm not convinced that my pshat is correct, but I can't read Tosis any other way. So if someone has a different way of reading Tosis, I'm definitely open from hearing your pshat. But what emerges then, again, is Tosis is saying that the din d'oraisa is a svara, and Minoani Mili is where did the Rabbanan get the intuition, the asmachta, to be able to make that. And that is learned from Hilulim. Continues Tosos. I'd rather leave this point, Rabosai. I want to hear what you have to say afterwards. So again, let me just make clear how I'm reading Tosos. Lo shayach la'akshus tana echakai diktani keitzak eparak reish mechilten. Because over we're basing ourselves on a pasuk. So there we will ask tana echakai, as the Gemara answers over there, b'shach b'chav kumecha. Over here, it's not that we're looking for a source in the Torah. We already have a svara. So if we already have a svara, then the expression Tanei Chakai is not appropriate. So then how are we going to, then what is the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is, what is the source for this svara? Mishum dahacha svaru levarak masav gemar dasalem isman olam azeb lo bracha. That's Tosfos' first pshat. Inami, or else says Tosfos, yesh lomar dekoy amasnisim demisha mesu. Or else, with the answer of Tanei Chakai, is that we're coming off of the Mishnah in Perek Misha Mesa. Diktani baal keri mevarech la'acharav, ve'eina mevarech lefanach. The halacha is that a baal keri says benching, because that's a chiyuv d'oraisa. Birches hananin is only a chiyuv d'rabanan. Therefore, a baal keri doesn't make birches hananin. V'achinami shayach ocha levarech al kol dover v'tover, al kein kamer ocha keitza mevarechin. And that's why over here we say keitza mevarechin. And therefore, it's not appropriate to ask Tanei Chakai, not for the above reason that we had said that Tanei Chakai is only where the starting point is a pasuk. That was Tosfos' first shot. Tosfos' second shot is, we already know where we're coming from. Because in Perek Misha Mesa, we already said that the halacha is that you make a bracha lefanel. There already was a source. So that, we don't even need to ask Tanei Chakai. When it comes to the first Mishnah and Shas, we need to ask Tanei Chakai. Over here, there is no need to ask Tanei Chakai because it's obviously coming from Perek Misha Mesa. Rabosai, I'd like to point out, according to both of Tosfos' pshatim, what emerges? Menahani Mili is not asking what's the makar in the Torah. It's not like the Meiri. It's not like the Ritva. It's not like the Tzlach. It's not like presumably the Rashash. Okay? Rashash we have a discussion about, but it's not like the Rashash. The Pnei Yoshua also says, that's not how he would have read the Gemara. The Pnei Yoshua says, this is a funny Pnei Yoshua, says, I would disagree with Tosfos. I would say very pashut. Minani Mili is that the Gemara is asking, what's the source in the Torah? What's the source in the Torah? And at this stage of the Gemara, says the Pnei Yoshua, the Gemara thinks that Birchas Hananin is D'oraisa. So Pnei Yoshua also teaches us how to read Tosfos. He says, I don't think that the Pashas is like Tosfos. Tosfos fudged Minani Mili. Why did Tosfos fudge Minani Mili? Because his starting part was that there's a svar of Asalano Salam Azebul Bracha. So then he gets into all these problems. And even in the second shot, Tosfos is working on Svarua, that's also Abin Lanos Balamas of Rafa. Says the Pnei Yoshua, and I would have read like the Pnei Yoshua as well, that in the Havamina, the Gemara is assuming that Birchas Hananin is a Chiyuv D'oraisa. But Tosfos was not assuming that way. That fits into what we had said yesterday, that according to Tosfos, at least for sure in the second shot, where he says that bracha lefanel and baal keri doesn't make because it's a din d'rabbanan. And even according to the way I read the first pshat, maybe not the way David read the first pshat, and I admit that it could be that the way to read Tosfos is not the only way is not the way I read Tosfos. But right now, that's the only working pshat that I have. I know I didn't give guys the opportunity to give another working pshat. But according to this, Tosfos would hold that even at this stage, Minani Mili is asking for the Asmachta. I'm not sure whether to give the guys an opportunity. All right, you know what? I love learning with Talmidim, even though I prepared a lot more that I wanted to get to in Tosfos and the Ritva. But let me hear. What, Ben, go ahead. What do you want to say in Tosfos?
The second Teretz of Tosfos.
Oh, I thought you were going to give me a different shot in the first Teretz. Okay, go ahead.
The second Teretz of Tosfos.
Yeah.
The Miri starts off by saying the same, a similar thing.
Right.
The Miri starts off by saying Din D'oraisa.
Right.
What is it? But he starts off in the beginning. He says, "There's a what about Kari? It's Derabanan."
Right.
That's not what we're asking here. It looks like Tosfos is saying, "Achinami shayachachum abayachal kol davar v'davar." That what we're learning from baal keri is just a chiyuv of brachos, but we're not learning that it's Derabanan. It could be D'oraisa.
Whoa! Wait. Bottom line. A Baal Keri's bracha is derabba. A Baal Keri makes a bracha lefaneah? The answer is no. Why does he make a bracha l'achareah and not a bracha lefaneah?
It's
derabbana.
Wait,
but that's how the Tosa said.
But the Meiri right. also, Meiri also acknowledges that he says we don't care.
Yeah, we see as that you need a bracha.
And you see such an idea that you need a bracha.
Tosa is just extracting a chiyuv of brachos.
The issue is right. That's not the simple way of reading Tosa.
What about the last Tosa's? Lima Gormel?
Which Tosa's? El Svaro? The last places on the Amud? Where? Benny asks a strong kasha. Benny's kasha is a strong kasha. Benny says that the way, it's not me though, Benny, it's the Pnei Yoshua. I think. Benny says that the Pnei Yoshua is nistar from the bottom of the Yomit. The Tosa says that in the Maskana, the Pasuk is an Asmachta. But look at the last line of Tosas on the Yomud. Va'gemara yisavar mitchila de limud gamru. And the Gemara understood originally that's a full-fledged limud. Mamish against the way Pnei Yeshua understands it. That's a great kasha. Tzarachiyun Godel. It's only Tzarachiyun on the Pnei Yeshua. Then we got to start all over again. Got to start being Tosas all over again. Because the way we read Tosas is not that. Now all Ganon breaks loose. Because now you got to start all over. Got to start all over. All right? Benny shlug up the Chura, Benny shlug up the Pnei Yoshua. Before we go on, did Benny shlug up the Pnei Yoshua or Benny shlug up me? Did I misread the Pnei Yoshua? Is that what happened? Did I read the Pnei Yoshua? I got that part, at least we got okay, right? It's always easier to read the Achronim than the Rishonim, right? So that part we got okay. That the Pnei Yoshua says what we said. But Benny asks a bon kasha. Alright, that was the Mitzvah Hashem. All the Shonim Bet guys one day will be able to ask a question like that. So the truth is, you have to know the Tosas. You have to have the client said Tosas. That's a great kasha. You blew apart the last 20 minutes of Shir. Okay.
Can you repeat it?
The kasha was that we were developing that Tosas only makes sense. Take the second Teretz of Tosas. Yes. The second Teretz of Tosas is assuming that the bracha lefaneha is only derabbanan, and that means that when the Gemara asks minani mili, the Gemara is not asking for a source minat Torah like the Meiri learned, like the Ritva learned, but rather the Gemara is asking for a source which is an asmachta. So Benny points out that Tosas on the last line of the page says that the source in the Hava Amina of the Gemara is a Daraisa.
But when they ask for the...
By the way, Benny, it's not really so much a kasha on the Pnei Yoshua. It's really a kasha Minehu Bey in Tosas. Because Tosas originally... Now, and the reason why I didn't spend too much time in it is because I haven't worked on that sugi yet. But the Chura, it's a stira minei ubei and tosos. So that's the Tzarek Yen Gachar.
Secondary
tosos
is perfect.
I didn't spend enough time thinking about this, so I'm not capable of dealing. You're ahead of me. I'm not capable of dealing with this part of the Chura. He has a strong kasha. My Rebbe, one of my great Rebbe and Rebranchel used to say, don't be hasty to answer a strong kasha. Let's not rush. Let's have the parts of the sugya clear. Now, also, I'd like to hear if, in the end, you know, maybe Yehudi's right. Maybe David's way of reading Tosas is better than the way I read Tosas. I think right now that David's pshat gets stuck. But I myself am not entirely confident in the way I read Tosas's first pshat. I was confident until the stira and Tosas that Tosas is learning Minan Emili is a Dindarabana. In other words, that it's an asmachta. Like Beni Yonah, Beni has a Gevaldik Akasha. It's not something to be hasty on, something to burn the midnight oil on. Something that we need to work on. It see, because again, it's clear that the sugya by Baal Keri assumes that the chiyuv of bracha lefaneah is midrabbanan. So how in the world could Tosa say, a few lines later, v'agemara yisav mitchila delimud gomaru? How could Tosa say that? Mamish, it's not so much a stira in the Pnei Yoshua, it's a stira in the Tosas itself. Fair kasha. Okay, let's keep on moving. There's an expression in Yiddish, mishtar pnish v'nakasha. You don't die from a question.
Let's keep on moving. That's a tzarachiyut. Let's keep on going. Okay. Yes, one more clarification. Let's go on.
Why don't
yes,
you ever assume that the first 100 million is talking about
the
Islamic?
Yeah. Okay, Rabosai, can you answer Jack's question? Sorry for cutting you off. Why would you assume, he asked a great question, how would Jack and I have read the Gemara? How did we read the Gemara when we made the Lady Chabura? Minani Mili? You read it like Tosa, so you read it like the Meiri? Meiri, of course. The Meiri, that's what makes so much sense. So why in the world did Tosas do it this way? Why did Tosas do it this way? So, Jack, you could be able to answer that question from the words of Tosas himself. In the words of Tosas itself, I think you could answer that. Why did Tosas come with the starting point that's the Rabbanan? Why did Tosas fudge the whole Gemara? Really fudge the whole Gemara. You know what I mean? It means, what's the source of the Torah? In fact, if you had asked me, and this is what David's point, what David said was valuable. There's two different levels. One is valuable, making good points, and then the other is, does it add up that it fits in the words? Just because David's making a good point doesn't mean that's good pshat. It's something that we've missed a lot. When I was younger, I didn't understand that good points don't necessarily mean that you got the pshat. One of my talmidim was now a Rebbe, just became a Rebbe now, Moshe Fagan. He coined the phrase intelligent but incorrect. So you could say something, David could say something intelligent, doesn't make the pshat in Tosas. So coming back over here, why is it that just because the way we're reading it's intelligent doesn't necessarily mean that it's correct according to Tosas? Why is it not correct? Why is it that Tosas turned the Gemara on its head and didn't read Minayin Amili that way? And that brings me again back to David's point. If I had to choose, I would have read Tana Echakai and Minayin Amili the way David read it. I would have read it the way David read it. The Minayin Amili means, what's the source in the Torah? Tana Echakai is... So that's a problem, and I'm stuck on that. I'm struggling with it. And that's where I'm really stuck in pshat, that I'm not even convinced that my own pshat is correct. Dub and I'd rather keep it between our communication right now. That's a fair question. No, it's a fair question. We're jumping between ha'ara. Let's go back to your ha'ara, Jack. You want to stand up? Let's go back to your ha'ara. Could anybody answer Jack's question? And Jack's question is, why did Tosfos, this is just fleshing out, this is really seeing that we understood pshat well in Tosfos. Why did Tosfos turn the Gemara on the head and not learn like the Meiri and the Ritva? Yes? Wait. Who's hand? Oh, that's Manu. Okay. I was looking for a younger fellow. It's Manu. It's definitely not a younger fellow. Yeah, go ahead. To Adam.
From the Gemara itself, from the bet, the simple way of reading it is that it's mashma that it's the Rabbanan.
Exactly! Because number one, two reasons. Number one is that Baal Keri's Chiyuv doesn't exist because Bracha is the Rabbanan. So the Gemara already knows that Daf Chaf. So to now start saying Minani Mili means that's asking Doraisa, that's what Tosas is bothered by. Number two, what's the other thing that Tosas is bothered by? That Tosas says there's already a Svara. There's a Svara. So if there's a Svara, then the question of Minani Mili is not a serious question. Look, at the end of the day, you got to choose your poison. Everybody's going to have to make something Dachuk in the Gemara, right? What is a Ritva make Dachuk in the Gemara? Who knows who can answer this? If I woke you up in the middle of the night, what's the Ritva make Dachuk in the Gemara? You should be able to answer this at 2 in the morning. What? Acharov, good. And what is Tosas make Dachuk? Minani Mili. Everybody's going to have to be Madchik something in the Gemara.
What does everyone else do with the Gemara on Chalf on
this? Very good. What are they going to do with the Gemara on Chalf on this? So that Bukhur is the Havamina. They would answer that our Gemara is the Havamina. Our Gemara is the Havamina, and that Gemara is the Maskana. Okay, Rabosai, let's take a look. Now let's continue on in the Gemara. After we've done this Tosas, you'll see in a moment why these things might be connected. Let's continue on where we had left off in the Gemara. We had left off in the Gemara by where the word on the line is Namiyad Xerishava. By the way, now that I have put my phone away, I don't have a watch. So I've lost track. I use it for a while. What time is it? 12:50? Okay, I want to make sure.
Just look at the digital.
Thank you. Please take it back after Shiva. So the Gemara says like this: Ashkechon la'acharov lufanov minayin
So at this stage of the Gemara, we know the bracha l'acharav l'fanav. The Gemara asks, maybe this one source of hilulim is only coming to tell you acharav. But what about l'fanav? So the Gemara answers, halo kasha. It's not a kasha. Da'asya b'kal l'chomer, we learn that from a kal l'chomer. L'fanav, we learn that from a kal l'chomer. Kishu sava mevarech, kishu rav lo koshkecheng. And this is a good period in the Gemara, because this is what I would call the end of the first stage of the source of the Gemara. We're going to go through a few stages. This is the end of the first stage. What's the Gemara's Havamina at the end of the day? Hilulim tells us, Bracha la'acharav. And we have a Kal v'chomer, Kishu Salam Mevarech, Kishu Rav, Lo Kol Shukim. Rabosai, I asked you to think about this Kal v'chomer. Kishu Sava Mevarech, Kishu Rav, Lo Kol Shukim. If he's satisfied he needs to make a bracha, certainly when he's hungry, he should need to make a bracha. Thought about it a little? Good. Let's take a look. I'm not going to philosophize with you. Let's learn the roots. Let's take a look. Says the Ritva. Hala Kasha, the Maisel of the Kavachomer, Kishu Sava Mevarech, Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein. You know what the Ritva does? Collector's item. What does the Ritva do, Rabbi Osai? Somebody say it in a dramatic way. How would you say it in dramatic terms? Schlugs it up. Okay, even more dramatic than Ritva argues with the Gemara. Dramatic. Pirush. Lav Kal V'chomer Mal Yuzeh. Take or leave it. Can you imagine if Rabina would hear you say that on the Gemara? Pirush. Lav Kal V'chomer, it's not such a great Kal V'chomer. The Ikel Mifrach Ki the Parchina Le'il. Rabina's 100% right. The Perik Misha Meso. Mal Acharav Shekein. And wait a second, says the Ritva. No, Acharav is nene. No, what's the Ritva's kasha? The Ritva's rejecting the Gemara. What's the Ritva's rejection of the Gemara? Yes, no.
Can't compare l'acharav to l'fanav. L'acharav, you already eaten the food and you already benefited.
Oh, l'acharav, you've already benefited. Rabosai, here comes a little mussar. How many people looked up the Gemara? Oh, not bad. No mussar. Okay. So the Gemara, let's analyze the Gemara and Chaf Aleph. Good, you saved me time. The Gemara and Chaf Aleph says the following. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, why is it that when it comes to Birchas Hamazon, by the way, this is an amazing, amazing Gemara. Right, one day we have to talk about this Gemara. The Gemara says, why is it that Birchas Hamazon gets a bracha food, gets a bracha l'acharem in HaTorah? Birchas HaTorah only gets a bracha l'faneh la'acharel. Maybe Birchas HaTorah should also be la'acharel. There's no bracha afterwards. So the Gemara gives the following answer. For Birchas HaTorah, there's a whole shiur on Birchas HaTorah. The Gemara says, Birchas HaTorah doesn't make any sense at first glance at Gemara's teretz. The Gemara says, Birchas HaTorah is chayi olam. Since it's chayi olam, it only gives a bracha before and after. What does the Gemara mean? What does that do with before and after? But bracha for food is shekein nene. You're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you've already had benefit. So I'm very interested. What does the Gemara mean about Birchas HaTorah? Doesn't make the words of the Gemara don't make any sense. The Rishonim don't even spell out. It's a geshmak ashir by itself. But the Gemara says when it comes to Birchas HaNenim, so then if you have to choose when you should make the bracha, it's dependent on you already having hanan. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. Says the Ritva, so therefore the Kal V'chomer that the Gemara says, Kishu Sava Mevarech, Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein, is against the Beferish of Gemara. That the Gemara says the opposite. Okay, Rabosai. When you see such an argument, what are you supposed to do now? Let's do Leini Chabura for 2 minutes. What are you supposed to do now? Which you probably did not do in your first year in yeshiva. What are you supposed to do now? No Shana Gimel guys, Shana Bet guys. What are you supposed to do now? Go back to Gemara. Good, you looked up the Gemara, right? We got past that point, Baruch Hashem. What are you supposed to do next? The guys, you don't know. So you don't know. What you're supposed to do next is ask yourself, what is the logic behind Kishu Savan Devar Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein? And what's the logic behind Shekein Nen? It's just arbitrary statements with no understanding. You gotta understand what's going on. Kishu Savan Devar Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein. So you're right, the Ritva points out that they're contradictory Gemara, that the Gemara contradicts it. So in order to reconcile that contradiction, and if we have a desire to make our Gemara understandable, like many other Rishonim are not going to say that the Kal Vachomer is Lav Dafka. So what do we need to do? We need to ask ourselves, what's the Svara behind this? What's the Svara of Shekein Salavar Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein? And what's the Svara behind Shekein Nen? Are the Talmidim with me? You follow what I'm bothered by? Okay, so what do you have to say? I set you up for this a little bit, Rabosa. What would you say? What's behind the argument Shekein Nen? And what's behind the argument Kishu Savan Mevar Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein? Okay, Avram, go ahead.
Does it depend on where you're looking at it? So when you're Nen, you're looking backwards, you're saying, I'm Savan. But if you're looking at it forward, it's like, it's more of a request.
Okay, but I want you to say better, Avram. I want to say better than that. You're right. Say better.
What?
You're right. You're being descriptive, not conceptual. I want a svar over here.
So you care more about Rav than Sava? Rav is
right. Why would you care about Rav more than Sava? Why would you care about Sava more than Rav? That's the crux of the question over here. Yes, Josh?
Does it depend on how we look at brachas? Are we looking at it as a request or as like a thanks?
Very good. What's that in Hebrew? Good. What's that in Hebrew? Birchas Hasheva. Correct. Let's just develop Birchas Hasheva. Go ahead, Josh. Develop it.
So from the Kal Vachomer in our Gemara, I would say in order for the... I'd have to give some more thought to be able to say that. Like,
okay, good. But you're definitely on the right track. I have to be a little bit whimsical for a second. You're planning to go to UBC or to...
No.
I'm not putting on this. You're planning to go somewhere in New York?
No, somewhere in Montreal.
In Montreal. Okay. Just to... Whenever I speak and learn with Josh, the following thing runs through my mind. When my father came back from yeshiva... Did I tell you this, Josh? I think I told you this. My father came back from yeshiva, went to University of British Columbia just to see where Klal Yisrael has come. My father went to University of British Columbia with a... Yarmulke. And my grandmother, Alei Shalom, when she walked in the Shaar Tzedek, you down in the Shaar Tzedek, right?
Yep.
When my grandmother walked into the Shaar Tzedek the first week after my father came back, I'm not talking about putting on a hat or a garter, I'm talking about a yarmulke. One of the women in the Shaar Tzedek came over to my grandmother and she said, "Your son is an embarrassment to the Jewish community, that he wears a yarmulke on campus." That was an embarrassment in those days, in the 1950s. The Shaar Tzedek is a fully Orthodox shul. It's a beautiful shul. Your father's one of the Gabbayim, right? And now look at what's happened. Look at the Torah that's come out. It's something absolutely beautiful. What you're saying is beautiful, Josh. Beautiful. It goes like this. Kishu Sava Mevara Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein. Josh wants to argue is the following. That if you say that the Brach and Shekein Ne'eneh, if you say the bracha is a birchas shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if there was one source in the Torah, and the Torah is giving us a source to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what would you choose should be the bracha? Beforehand or after? If it's a birchas shevach, what would you say, Rabosai?
After.
Excellent. That's the svara of the Gemara Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Shekein Nen. However, if we looked at brachos as something else, maybe let's oversimplify for a moment, but let's say that Birchas Hananin is that the food is aser for to you until then. So then Kishu Salam Avara, Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein makes sense. Okay? What's more important to me is not the second point, but the first point. And that is that Shekein Nen is looking at Bracha as a Birchas HaShevach. And that's exactly what Josh was saying. Now let's go back into the Torah. You want to see? We're not doing here of Yaakov wins today. We're not doing halacha today because we gotta finish this point. It's usher to stop in the middle. Here it goes like this. Says the Ritva. By the way, if anybody has kindness, if what do I mean by kindness? First of all, if you'd rather not do that, let me know. A, and B is if you see that there are other talmidim that are coming and waiting, so then that's a different story. But assuming that's not, let's continue on the Ritva. Says the Ritva. Mal achrav shekeinana. He says, but what about the fact that it's a birchas hashevach? That's what he's arguing. Ela, says the Ritva, the high sugya lo kaima. We don't follow the sugya. Da signa de svaro. We conclude that it's a svara. Vikiva de lo kai lo daikala. He says this kalvachomer is not a strong kalvachomer. He says at the end of the day, though, what happens? We change svaras. What's a svara that we use? Asala de lenos polonazab below bracha. So the Ritva says, really don't take the Kabbalah Kishu, Savavar Kishu, Rav Lokal Shemain so seriously because of Shekain Nanet. But he says, at the end of the day, don't worry, the Gemara is not going to go with this anyhow. At Kandivri Ritva. I explained the Lomdus of Shekain Nanet. I haven't applied it yet, but I'm going to apply it Bezer Hashem in a moment. Let's take a look at how Tosos understands Lokal Shekain. Now, I'm pulling the wool over your eyes by doing this Tosos. We'll see if someone figures out why I'm pulling the wool over their eyes. But Tosos is explaining the argument, Kishu Sava Mevarev Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein. Says Tosos. The fun of Lo Kol Shekein, Lav Kal V'Chomer. It's not a Kal V'Chomer. This is the same Kal V'Chomer that the Ritva also says is not a Kal V'Chomer. But notice how Tosos rejects it. Says Tosos, Deim Kain. Tosa says that the bracha lefana would be, and the Rashba also, maybe the Rashba is even better, very good. But I like to stay on the dafka 100%, right? Compared, in the Rashba it's going to be better because then I'm not pulling the wool over your eyes. Okay. But the Rashba says the same thing. Beautiful. It's beautiful. David, excellent point number two. So in the Rajba, it's black on white and our sugya, and then it's 100% mukhrach, what I'm about to say. In Tosas, it's not entirely mukhrach. Says those lav kal v'chomru, tim kain te bracha to lefana midoraisa, because then the v'chiva bracha would be doraisa. Ule il perik misha mesa, mashma gabi bal keri to lav doraisa. We learned earlier it's not doraisa. Vafil Rabbi Yehuda lo palik, al mishum nasan ki ilchas derecharetz. And even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree because ilchas derecharetz. Rabosai, everybody agrees this kal v'chomer is awful. Alright, awful is too strong. But everybody doesn't like this kal v'chomer. In the end, we don't follow this kal v'chomer. But what's absolutely fascinating is that the Ritva rejects it for his reason, and Tosas rejects it for his reason. Could we develop why the Ritva rejected it for his reason? And the Rajba and Tosas rejected it for their reasons. Is it just a coincidence that the Ritva chose this argument and the Rajba and Tosas chose this argument? Or is there something deeper here that's going on? As the expression Ben used yesterday is a good expression. It's multifaceted. There are many facets that are going on in Tosas, not just the words of what Tosas is saying. But it's Tosas' Weltanschauung, his world look, that's affecting why he's rejecting it. It's not just, now that you read the Tosas, Daf Yomi's great, but it's not learning the Iyun. To understand why did Tosas say it this way, and why did the Ritva say it this way? Let's see, I have to learn how to read a watch properly. I got it right, 105, right? Okay, we have 10 minutes. Part of my radar tells me I should leave it for you guys to really hard upon tonight. Maybe we can even get halacha, the fire of Yaakov again. Anybody have any ideas? Avram, you have an idea? Maybe I should leave the. Yeah. Maybe we should. Maybe we should leave. I don't know what to do. What's your Ben? What do you recommend? Do it. He believes it's Tzvi Halachas because he knows it. Avram has a mahal. Okay. Right, but Blee Nether, tomorrow we're doing halacha. Blee Nether, okay. And you need, and we'll stop a couple minutes early so that we go into Mincha, that you have the opportunity to look at halacha psukah. We'll say halacha psukah. Go ahead, yes?
The river can't be mafrit by saying there's a problem with it being deraisa, because by the river it's okay if it's deraisa. It works, because the river starts off the Gemara reading that we're looking for a deraisa.
Beautiful, there's so many layers here on both sides. Awesome. Comes along Avram, and Avram says, number one, according to the Ritva, in a Hanami it is Daraisa. At this stage, Gemara holds it's Daraisa. According to the Ritva, are we working with the idea that the Psukim are Asmachta and you have a Svar of Asad and Lenas Bolon Azeb Lovrach?
I'm going to underestimate it.
So the Ritva L'Shitasa says like this. The Ritva L'Shitasa says, what are you talking about? The Ritva says, Tosis' argument is not a valid argument. What was Tosis' argument? There's going to be three or four L'Shitasas here, Rabbi says. So we got to keep track. Number one, Tosis' argument was, wait a second, what will come out is this will be Daraisa? Says the Ritva to Tosis, Ma'ichpatli. Beautiful. Matol Manon. That's exactly how I read Pshan the Gemara. That's exactly Pshan the Gemara. What's the problem? So the Ritva does not think that Tosis' problem is a problem. Why is it Ichpes Leila Tosis? Why is Tosis bothered by this problem?
Because
Tosis Lashitasay holds, that's an Asmachta. Tosis holds that at this stage of the Gemara, it's already a Derabbanan. Beautiful. No, this year it's Geshmak. Beautiful. Oh,
L'Shitasai. That's why it's not a bad
because it's in Derabbanan. More Rabbosai, more. This is only the first step. What else? What else is L'Shitasam over here? What was the crux of the rejection of the Ritva? Why did the Ritva say, Kishu Salam Avar, Kishu Rav, Lo Koshkin is not a strong Kalvachomer? What did he say is the problem? Yes, Jack, what did he say is the problem?
It's the way that you mean the Bracha. Is the Bracha enough?
Wait, you're saying Lamdus. I want Pshat. Pshat is the most important thing. What's the Pshat? Shekain Nene. Beautiful. So what's Shekain Nene? What's the argument of Shekain Nene? The argument of Shekain Nene, as we conceptualize, as Jack said, is that if you have one source, you should focus on the Berchas HaShevach. And what's the Berchas HaShevach? The Berchas HaShevach is the post facto phenomenon of having Hanah. The Ritva says, I can pull that Gemara out. And so Sarawar Gemara. Could Tosfos pull out that Gemara to be so Sarawar Gemara? Yes or no? The Tosfos pulled out the Gemara Shekain Nene to reject our Gemara. Depends on nothing. It's black and white, Ben. Tosfos learned in the Hava Amina of the Gemara already, we're working with the Svaro. Sha'asa la'adam lehenos bo'um hazeb lo bracha. Wait. Oh, I see. Okay.
Said.
Svaru sha'asa la'adam lehenos bo'um hazeb lo bracha. Leaving aside Benny's question, okay. Svaru sha'asa la'adam lehenos bo'um hazeb lo bracha. If that's so, if I had to choose which pasuk, if I had to choose for bracha lefaneo la'achareo, if I had only one source, what would I choose? Bracha lefaneo or bracha achareo? Bracha lefaneo. So Tosfos, who's coming from the Asmachta, that says we already aware of Svaru Sha'asad and Lainos Balam Azeb Lo Bracha, Tosfos will never entertain the Gemara in Brachos and Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Why? Because the Gemara in Brachos and Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph is not relevant to our discussion. We're talking about a starting point, according to Tosfos, as the Pnei Yehoshua had learned in Tosfos, leaving aside Benny's Kasha. We're coming with the starting point of what? That the starting point is that there's a svaru uladam lainos kolam azeh b'lo bracha. Hence, Tosas would never be bothered by the Ritva's dechia. The Ritva would never be bothered by Tosas's dechia, and Tosas would never be bothered by the Ritva's dechia. What's the Ritva's kasha? That's the Raisa. What's Tosas's kasha? That's the Raisa. So the Ritva, beautiful. What's Tosas's kasha? Shekei Nana? Ridiculous. Shekei Nana is not relevant over here. Shekei Nana is if you're starting from the point of Achalta v'Savata v'Rachta. But if you're starting from the point already that we already know that's Birchas Hananin, and we're starting with the point of Asa Adam Lanos Balam Azeh Belo Bracha, and the Gemara when it asks, Mino Animili is asking, what's the Asmachta? So then in such a case, Shekei Nana is not at all relevant. Hence, Be'ezer Hashem, we were masbir why Tosus used his dechia and why the Ritva used his dechia and Talib Lushitas. Yes, Manu.
I don't understand why we're saying Ritva doesn't speak about Svara. He says the reason the Gemara doesn't speak about it being a problem, this kavanah being a problem, is because we're so ready for the Svara that we're not going to bother starting to ask a question.
No, I read the Ritva the exact opposite way. Now let's go back and read the words of the Ritva. Let's read the Ritva. You'll see how we need to compare. Because it's late, I sort of listened to the first half of your sentence. Let me just show you how I read the Ritva. Now let's read. Now the Ritva's words are so deep. Here again is the Ritva Lav Dafki, right? So we do Dafyomi. So then, it's just Lav Dafka. No, there's a tremendous Ankus in his Lav Dafka. Pirush Lav Kavachomer Ali. He says a Lav Dafka Kavachomer. The eagle of Mifrach in the Parchina Le'il, the Parak Mishameso, says the Ritva, what are you talking about? Kishu Salavar Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein. That certainly on a bracha lefanel? No, what's the Mechayiv in the Torah? All we have is V'chalta V'salatu V'rachta, Malach Rav Shekein Nenen. So that's a reason to make Dafka afterwards. So the whole Kal V'chomer I don't understand. Now, if we're aware of svaru she'asa adam lenos bolam azeh below bracha, so then it could very well be that you can introduce the svar. If I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu afterwards, kishu sava mevarech, kishu rav lo kol shekein, certainly the food is usher to you even beforehand. If you're thanking afterwards, where it's beforehand, it's certainly going to be usher. Ella, continues the Ritva, Manu, the high sugya lo kaima, we don't follow this. Shekei nene. Da sikna the svaru. Because ultimately we learn that it's a svara. Vikima de lo kai lo daikala. And since later on we're going to introduce the idea of svara, so then we're going to see a different mahalach. But at this stage, I can ask Malach Rav Shekei Nene, because at this stage, we're not aware at all of Svarahu, and that's the Ritva Lashitaso, that the Ritva is not working with Svara at all, but rather his starting point is the Din, Daraisa. For the Shana Bet Talmidim, this was a subtle point. It requires Chazar, you got to read over the Tosas, and Cheshbon, and be Ma'amit, but for Ezer Hashem, I think this is Aliba. I'll leave with the emes. Okay, tomorrow we're going... By the way, I think what we're going to do now is also Yoni was joining in...